reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 14, Text number 6, 7, 8. Yudhishthir Uvacha.
Yudhishthir Uvacha.
Yudhishthir Uvacha.
Yudhishthir Uvacha.
Sampreshito Dwarakayam.
Sampreshito Dwarakayam.
Sampreshito Dwarakayam.
Sampreshito Dwarakayam.
Jishnur Bandhu Didrakshaya.
Jishnu Bandhu Didrakshaya.
Jishnur Bandhu Didrakshaya.
Jishnu Bandhu Didrakshaya.
Gyatum cha Punya Shlokasya.
Gyatum cha Punya Shlokasya.
Krishnascha Vicheshitam.
Krishnascha
Vicheshitam. Yudhishthira Uvacha.
Yudhishthira Uvacha.
Maharaj Yudhishthira said.
Maharaj Yudhishthira said.
Sampreshitaha.
Sampreshitaha.
Has gone to.
Has gone to.
Dwarakayam.
Dwarakayam.
Dwaraka.
Dwarka.
Jishnu.
Jishnu.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Bandhu.
Bandhu.
Friends.
Friends.
Didrakshaya.
Didrakshaya.
For the sake of meeting.
For the sake of meeting.
Gyatum.
Gyatum.
To know.
To know.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Punya Shlokasya.
Punya Shlokasya.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Krishnasya.
Krishnasya.
Of Lord Sri Krishna.
Of Lord Sri Krishna.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Visheshtitam.
Visheshtitam.
Program of work.
Program of work.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Maharaj Yudhishthira said to his younger brother Bhimsen, I sent Arjuna to Dwarka to meet his friends and to learn from the personality of Godhead Krishna of his program of work. Please repeat. Maharaj Yudhishthir said.
Maharaj Yudhishthir said
to his younger brother.
To his younger brother.
Bhimsen.
Bhimsen.
I
sent Arjuna
to Dwarka.
To Dwarka.
To meet his friends.
To meet his friends.
And to learn from the personality of Godhead.
And to learn from the personality of Godhead.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Of his program of work.
Of his program of his work.
Text 7. Gata sapta duna masa.
Gata sapta duna masa.
Bhimasena tavanujah.
Bhimasena tavanujah.
Nayati kasya vahetor.
Nayati kasya vahetor.
Naham vededam agyasa.
Naham Vedadamajhasa.
Since he departed, 7 months have passed, yet he has not returned. I do not know factually how things are going there. Next one.
Since he...
Api Devarshi Nadishtaha.
Api Devarshi Nadishtaha.
Sakaloyam upasthitah.
Sakaloyam upasthitah.
Yadatmano angam akridam.
Yadatmano angam akridam.
Bhagavan utsiskrastiti.
Bhagavan utsiskrastiti.
Is he going to quit his earthly pastimes? As Devarshi Narada indicated. Has that time already arrived? Purport. As we have discussed many times, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, has many plenary expansions and each and every one of them, although equally powerful, executes different functions. In Bhagavad Gita, there are different statements by the Lord and each of these statements is meant for different plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions. For example, Sri Krishna, the Lord, says in Bhagavad Gita, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of a religion, at that time I descend myself. To deliver the faithful, to annihilate the miscreants, and also to re-establish the principles of occupational duty, I appear in every age. If I should cease to work, then all humanity would be misdirected. I would also be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all sentient beings. Whatever action a great man performs, common men will follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Bhagavad Gita 3.21. All the above statements by the Lord apply to different plenary portions of the Lord, namely His expansion such as Sankarsana, Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Narayan. These are all He Himself in different transcendental expansions, and still the Lord as Sri Krishna functions in a different sphere of transcendental exchange with different grades of devotees. And yet, Lord Krishna as He is appears once every 24 hours of Brahma's time, or after a lapse of 8.64 trillion solar years. In each and every universe, and all His transcendental pastimes are displayed in each and every universe in a routine spool. But in that routine spool, the functions of Lord Krishna, Lord Vasudeva, etc. are complex problems for the layman. There is no difference between the Lord's self and the Lord's transcendental body. The expansions execute differential activities. When the Lord, however, appears in His person as Lord Sri Krishna, His other plenary portions also join in Him by His inconceivable potency called Yoga Maya. And thus, the Lord Krishna of Vrindavan is different from the Lord Krishna of Mathura or the Lord Krishna of Dwaraka. The Virat Rupa of Lord Krishna is also different from Him by His inconceivable potency. The Virat Rupa exhibited on the battlefield of Kurukshetra is the material conception of His form. Therefore, it should be understood that when Lord Sri Krishna was apparently killed by the bow and arrow of the hunter, the Lord left His so-called material body in the material world. The Lord is Kaivalya, and for Him there is no difference between matter and spirit because everything is created from Him. Therefore, His quitting one sort of body or accepting another body does not mean that He is like the ordinary living being. All such activities are simultaneously one and different by His inconceivable potency. When Maharaj Yudhishthir was lamenting the possibility of His disappearance, it was just in pursuance of a custom of lamenting the disappearance of a great friend. But factually, the Lord never quits His transcendental body, as is misconceived by less intelligent persons. Such less intelligent persons have been condemned by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, and they are known as the Mudas. That the Lord left His body means that He left again His plenary portions in the respective dhams, as He left His Virat Rupa in the material world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yudhishthira Uvacha Sampreshito Dwarakayam Jishnur Bandhu Didrakshaya Gyatum Cha Punya Shlokasya Krishnasya Cha Vicheshtitam. Maharaj Yudhishthira said to his younger brother Bhimsen, I sent Arjuna to Dwarka to meet his friends and to learn from the personality of Godhead Krishna of his program of work. Gata sapta dhuna masa bhimasena tava anujah nayati kasya vahetor naham vededam agyasa. Since he departed, 7 months have passed, yet he has not returned. I do not know factually how things are going there. Api devarshi nadishta sakaloyam upasthita yadatmano angam akridam bhagavan utsisrak sati. Is he going to quit his earthly pastimes? As Devarshi Narada indicated, has that time already arrived? So now Yudhishthir Maharaj is talking to Bhimsen, because Arjuna is not there. Generally he will be talking to Arjuna most of the time. But now that he has been sent to meet Krishna, he is addressing Bhimsen. Bhimsen is even older than Arjuna. So he is worried now. First he sees all those omens, you know, bad omens we saw. And now he is thinking that why it should take more than 7 months for Arjuna to come back, you know. So he started talking to, you know, Bhimsen. And here Devarshi Narada has already said that Krishna is going to wind up his Leela. See, as we discussed yesterday, Krishna came for a specific purpose, and when then that purpose is over, then he goes back to his Goloka Vrindavan Dham, his original place. Of course, he never leaves that place. That's what Srila Prabhupada has explained very elaborately here, that when Krishna, since Krishna never sends, never leaves Goloka Dham, then what comes here? So these are all his plenary expansions. Expansions, plenary and plenary, you know, Ansha Avatara. Then Anshanu Ansha Avatara, like that. So he comes, of course, his Ansha Avatara and he himself are non-different. So not that because Krishna has come as his Ansha Avatara, so his potency is less now. In Goloka Vrindavan he is very powerful, but now when he comes on planet Earth he is not so powerful. In fact, all his expansions are almost equally powerful, omnipotent, omni-everything. But except that they don't have those four qualities. And Krishna has these four extra qualities. Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Sangha Madhuri. They are the four which he reserves for himself when he comes himself in his two-handed form, Tribhanga Muraliwala. And then he comes every day of Brahma. Every 24 hours of Brahma, that's like a long period. We saw that 8.64 trillion years. That's the day of Brahma. So Krishna comes and he performs all these pastimes for his devotees, you know. Paritranaya sadhunam. So sometimes he sends his, and especially when he comes himself, you can see all the other Anshas are also there. Sankarsana is there as Lord Balaram, and so on, you know. When Lord Brahma goes to Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, praying that you should come and stop this killing, these problems created by the kings, you know, when the Mother Earth requested Brahma to go to Krishna. So that time he said, I am coming. So you guys all go and take birth in different places, because then I will need some assistance. So all these Yashoda Ma, Nanda Maharaj, Devaki, everybody is Krishna's associate. Some are associates, some are expansions, some are like that. You know. So Devarshi Narada is also very powerful. He has been empowered by Krishna. So that's why he is called Deva Rishi. Deva is like a god, Devata. So the Rishi of the Devatas. So, and Krishna, Prabhupada quotes four shlokas from Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya paritranaya sadhunam. And then he says that if I stop doing work, then everything will be ruined. And then he also says that whatever a great man performs, Mahatma, Mahajana, whatever they do, the rest of the people follow. We see that now. Now our society is so degraded that because the leaders are degraded, so the society is automatically following them. And we are where we are. And then Krishna's leaving the body is very interesting. You know, like most of the people say, oh, he was born to Devaki and then he was killed by this hunter. But here Srila Prabhupada explains that this is all manifest, unmanifest business of Krishna. And he purposely, Acharyas explained that he purposely left that body, material body, so that the non-devotees, the non-believers are also happy. You know, they think, oh, Krishna dead, so why worship him? And devotees know, so devotees are also happy. So that's the reason. Even his Virata Rupa was, Prabhupada explains, is a material manifestation. Arjuna saw that. And then that did not remain, right, for long. It was just few minutes. And Arjuna got scared. Then he says, oh, please remove this vision. So Krishna, by his yoga maya, can do anything. He can make anything and everything. Yoga Maya is the special potency of Krishna. And through that Yoga Maya, Krishna, Yoga Maya is for devotees, incidentally, you know, it's only for devotees. His devotees, when they, Krishna wants them to perform something, then he uses Yoga Maya. Like, just to give an example, Yashoda Ma, Nanda Baba, they are under the influence of Yoga Maya. So they thought Krishna is a small little child, you know, nice, happy child. But they never knew that he is God. You know, in fact, when the demons were attacking Krishna, then Yashodama will, you know, the nazar nikalna and thing like that, all she was doing. She was so scared of about Krishna being killed. She didn't know that he's God himself. Because this is all the mercy of Krishna. All the mercy of Krishna. This is all because if they know that he is God, then they will not treat him like they were treating him. And he had promised them that, okay, I will give you the same pleasure that a mother gets by, you know, scolding the child, loving the child, kissing the child, you know, reprimanding, beating sometime. All that mother does, she would not have been able to do that if she knew that it was a Supreme Lord. So this will continue. We'll continue with Yudhishthir's, Maharaj Yudhishthir's dialogues, his talk with Bhimsen, and so thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Achha, thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hari Bol, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
eye on them. Thank you.